TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you tired of hanging on to things in your life that hold you back? Get ready to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. Annette has been a catalyst for helping people achieve maximum results. Known for her breakthrough approaches, she will assist you to unleash your true power. Her unique distance healing techniques have been empowering people globally. Get ready for a life-changing event to step into your fearless nature. For more information, visit AnnetteBingham.com or call 432-770-4062. We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Reclaiming your fearless nature with Annette Bingham is about giving you the encouragement and tools to explore who you truly are, and then to fearlessly move toward reclaiming it. This program will empower you to become more proactive in your journey, that journey to power. On the program, Annette will be exploring any tool that will help you take back control for your own wellness. Topics might include all types of energy work, vibrational healing techniques, connecting with nature, body work, and much more. Now, here's your host, Annette Bingham.
Hello, everyone. I'm so glad you're here today. I am Annette Bingham, and you are listening to Reclaiming Your Fearless Nature on Transformation Talk Radio. If you'll stay tuned with us for the next hour, let us help you experience that sense of balance and well-being again. Now, each Tuesday on Reclaiming Your Fearless Nature, we will have some of the most gifted healers, speakers, and authors helping you on your journey of letting go of behaviors and thoughts that are keeping you from experiencing your fearless nature. Visit my website, AnnetteBingham.com, and sign up for my monthly newsletter, Fearless Living Newsletter. Always has some good information in it and things to help you live a more fearless life. I'm really excited about the show today. I've got a guest on here that is going to be talking about something that is amazing. I've experienced it, and I hope you will have an opportunity to experience it also. But before I get started, let me ask you a question. Have you ever wondered why there are some emotions or difficulties that keep hanging on in your life? No matter what you do, they seem to remain issues that keep you from experiencing your fearless nature and moving forward. Well, today I have Matt Kramer here to discuss a leading edge technology called voice mapping. Matt's only a handful of people working with voice mapping around the country. And along with voice mapping, he's had a very diverse career. He's had 25 years as a producer in the music industry, 16 years as a professional mediator, and also he has authored two books, Conversations Before a Marriage and a book entitled And the Band Broke Up. So let's welcome Matt to the show. Matt, thank you so much for being here today.
And thank you, Annette. I'm very glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad you could be here. I know you're traveling right now, and you're all over the place working. You're in, I believe, California right now?
I'm in California this week, and I'll be heading up to Alaska next week to see clients.
Okay, great. Let me ask you a personal question, if you don't mind. I know that you've worked with a lot of people, thousands of people, helping them to release things in their lives that don't serve them anymore and really help them step into who they truly are, what their true nature is, empowered and fearless. But is there something in your life that actually, maybe an event or a person that turned your life around so that you could really step into who you truly are?
Well, your timing in that question is really interesting. At the age of 61, I've decided to go to college and get a degree in psychology.
Ah.
And my study last week was about development, and it took me back to when I was 25. At that time, I was somebody who had a pretty poor self-image, probably was pretty depressed most of the time. And I began taking therapy from a woman who did something called radical therapy, which I don't know if very many people have heard of.
I've not ever heard of that.
It was developed by some feminist therapists out of UC Berkeley, I believe in the late 60s. And it's a combination of Gestalt therapy, transactional analysis, and Reichian therapy. And after about 6 months of this therapy, in which one of the things it is, it gave you tools where you yourself could actually do some work on, you know, helping yourself. So it's not one of those long-term codependent therapies. And then the therapist strongly suggested I get out of the music business. She said I was setting myself up to fail by being in that industry. And by then, that helped me develop enough self-esteem to know that she was wrong, and I fired her.
And how did she take that as a therapist?
Right. And then I believe what I did was something akin to what's called humanistic psychology, which looks at what helps people become healthy as opposed to what is wrong with people. And I began to think about how did I want to show up, what qualities did I like in other people. And I just focused on expressing those qualities in myself. And within a couple of years, I transformed from somebody who didn't like myself to realizing, hey, I actually like myself. I'm a pretty nice guy.
Now, is that how you got into the mediating? Is going from being a music producer to a mediator seems like a pretty large leap.
Well, I was in the music business for quite a long time, and in the early 90s I was managing a singer, and she mentioned to me one day that she was on her fourth divorce, but this time she's using a mediator instead of an attorney. And I asked her what that meant. She said, well, it's faster than a lawyer, it's cheaper, and I can stay friends with my husband. Shortly after that, I got in a major fight with a woman I was dating, and I liked her a lot, and I wanted to see if we could work it out. And I said, let's go see my client's mediator. And about a half hour into the session, I realized, you know, this is really cool because I don't feel bad, I don't feel judged, my girlfriend's not being judged, we're actually making progress. And I said to the mediator, I said, I really like what you're doing, can I do this too? And she referred me to her mentor, a man named Ken Clote. He's a wonderful author and teacher. And I just made that transition. It took me a couple of years to go from the music business to mediation, but it was a time for me to make a change.
I think that's awesome. So with your mediating, how did that move to the voice mapping? Has it helped you, having been a mediator or being a mediator and using the voice mapping also?
I believe that my major contribution as a voice mapping practitioner involves the skills I learned as a mediator. And I always tell folks, I'm not a therapist. I do not diagnose you, but I'm a facilitator. And in mediation, we change the way people are having their conversation. Because generally they're defended, they have walls up between each other, and I help them find what they have in common and often their goals are actually in common. For example, they'd like to stop fighting. And I encourage or coach them to surface solutions that work for them. Those are the solutions they're going to follow the most. And the same thing in voice mapping, in which the process helps people get in touch with the nature and source of obstacles in their lives, and they're able to come up with the solutions to help them overcome those obstacles. In addition to which, voice mapping also in itself often releases the connection to behaviors that are self-sabotaging. So somebody may come out of a session, you no longer have that behavior.
Okay, so really with the voice mapping sessions, and we're going to be going into more detail about the history and what it actually does, how it works, but I wanted to ask, with the voice mapping, during the sessions itself, through that, you're actually doing releasing work without having to go through any other types of work along with that. Is that correct?
That's one way to put it. As you're getting the biofeedback, you are often shifting and releasing.
Okay. That's really interesting. I know I had a session with Matt, and I'll be talking about that later in the show and what that did for me. But when we come back, I really want to find out about the history of voice mapping and how it actually works, what we can expect, how it actually works for us in releasing those things. And I know you talked about biofeedback, so I know people are probably familiar with that term, but I want to know exactly how it works in conjunction with the voice mapping itself. I think it's a fascinating subject. I mean, it's just amazing. So you are listening to Reclaiming Your Fearless Nature with Annette Bingham. And in a moment, we are going to be taking a quick break. And when we come back, what we're going to be doing is we are going to be exploring more about the history of voice mapping and also a little bit about how Matt became interested in voice mapping and exactly how does it work. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Newsletter to get advance notice of guests, events, and special offers. Visit thedrpatshow.com and get ready to live life full out.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Imagine being a chocolate lover. Now imagine a healthy chocolate. Shisai is healthy. Melt in your mouth dark Belgium chocolate that is the first of its kind with a patented cold press technology. Raw, never been cooked chocolate. It's high in antioxidants, gluten-free, lactose-free, caffeine-free, diabetic-friendly, and heart-healthy. There are no waxes and no fillers added and is kosher and vegetarian. Are you ready to eat chocolate three times per day, guilt-free? For a short time only, you can buy two boxes and get one free this week. For more information, dial 877-66-SHASAI. Again, it's 877-669-6224. Check out for full product listings at mxicorp.com or lifewithchocolate.net. Don't miss this incredible offer. Good through May 15th.
Hi, I'm Chuck Norris. And no, not that Chuck Norris. About a year ago, I got on the Take Shape for Life program, and I've lost 170 pounds. When I got on the Take Shape for Life program, I just set myself a goal. I decided I was going to go skydiving, but weighing 355 pounds, it was never an option. I hit 185 pounds and decided to take the leap.
Lose the weight and live life on your terms. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
We are back on Reclaiming Your Fearless Nature with Annette Bingham, and my guest today is Matt Kramer, who is talking with us about a leading-edge technology called voice mapping. But before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone has Matt's contact information. If you go to his website, mkvoicemap.com, you'll have lots of information on there. And if you'd like to email Matt Kramer, you can go to mkramer, K-R-A-M-E-R, at mattkramer.com, or phone him at 415-760-6068. All right, Matt, we were talking a little bit about you're doing mediation and how it helped you and how it's also helping you with your voice mapping work. So can you tell us a little bit of history on voice mapping? How long has it been around?
For about a little over 5 years. The inventor, Calvin Young, released it to the public in March of 2005. So it's a pretty new technology.
It really is. And when you became, how did you become interested in voice mapping? Where did you hear about it?
Well, my ex-wife is a naturopath, a very good naturopath, and she uses equipment manufactured by the same company that makes my equipment. The company is called Zyto, Z-Y-T-O. You can find out about them at Zyto.com. And the CEO of Zyto is a man named Vaughn Cook, and he's also an inventor. He's also an acupuncturist. And he makes equipment that does what's called energy medicine or frequency medicine. And given that everything resonates to its own unique frequency, for example, a measles virus will resonate to a different frequency than a cold virus.
Oh, okay.
And with one equipment, that equipment will inform you in terms of how much of that is in your body to how much you're being impacted by it. And Vaughn had invented a new device, a hand cradle, that you put your hand on, and it facilitates the communication between the frequencies running through your meridian and the software that's analyzing what's in those frequencies. So my wife and I happened to be in Vaughn's offices in Utah to get the training, and Calvin Young, the voice mapping inventor, was there at the same time training the first group of voice map practitioners. So that's how we first got exposed to it. My wife got to have a sample session, and the impact for her was so profound that we said, well, we have to add this to our practice. And so we did. She never had time to learn how to do the voice mapping. She's so busy with her regular practice. So sometimes I'll say after the divorce, she got the house and I got the voice mapping.
Well, you may have made out better. I think the voice mapping is absolutely amazing. And how exactly does the voice mapping work? Am I correct in saying that?
It starts with the information that the brain protects itself from overwhelm by storing experiences of stress and trauma in muscle tissue, not in the brain.
Okay.
And the next piece of the formula is that to create your voice, it's not just using your voice box and your diaphragm, but actually hundreds of muscles in your thighs or your skull all contribute to creating your voice. It's one of the reasons that each of us has such a unique voice. There's so many contributors. I have a client who's an opera singer, and she sings in the chorus. She says if the lead vocalist has a backless gown, she can see the muscles rippling through the back as the singer is singing. So the line of impact is you talk into a microphone and you describe something that has a history to it. Maybe your experience growing up in a cranky family. Where memory is residing throughout muscle tissue is activated, the muscles holding the memories are affected, and that impacts their contribution to the voice. And as a result, that's how Calvin was able to create a visual image, the voice map, of the emotions connected to what it is you're talking about. Am I making sense so far?
You are. I mean, I'm following you because I'm a body worker, too. I'm a massage therapist. I do cranial sacral work. So I understand about the muscles having memory. And I know that when I'm working with a person with cranial sacral work or even a massage, a lot of times they will just release some emotion. They may start crying. They may start laughing, you know, anything. So I do understand that muscle having memory. It's amazing to me, though, that the muscle, because I know, you know, muscles tighten up or have an issue with maybe mobility, pulling things out of alignment, but to be able to, and I'm sure it's just very minute difference in the voice, that it's not, you wouldn't be able to see it, I mean, hear it, just with your ears. You would have to have a machine to do that. Is that correct? I mean, we couldn't just talk and you couldn't just listen and hear me say, oh, well, I have an issue with my grandmother.
Well, let me do a little qualification on that because I cannot. You are exactly correct. There's one person who can, and that's a woman named Sherry Edwards. And to give you a bit of the history of voice mapping, Calvin Young was an aerospace engineer. And during the training, he said, I used to be an aerospace engineer, and I got tired of making bombs for a living. I was looking around for something else to do. And he was fascinated with the concept of using sound for healing. And sound healing goes back thousands of years. People may not know that Pythagoras, the guy who invented the Pythagorean theorem, actually was trained to be a sound healer.
Oh, I did not know that.
Well, he also developed the concept of the 12-tone musical scale. And I'll bet that he was able to do that because of his training to be a sound healer. As Calvin was looking around at all the different ways sound is used for healing, for example, to sing is very healing. Or to be in a choir would be healing.
Right.
People tuning forks and Tibetan bowls and things like that. He came across the work of Sherry Edwards, who's a very amazing human being. She has super acute hearing. She says she can hear the frequencies of the different functions going on in your body. When she was a little girl, she would hear people talking. And she didn't know why, but something sounded wrong in their voices. And what she figured out as she grew up is that what was wrong is that frequencies were missing. And she would, with her perfect pitch, tone or sing back those missing frequencies, and it would help people. And that led Calvin to do research on the nature of the human voice. So one of the things that happens when you talk into my microphone is the software figures out what frequencies are missing.
Well, Matt, we're going to take a real quick break right here. And when we come back, we'll hear some more. But you are listening to Reclaiming Your Fearless Nature with Matt Kramer as my guest. And we will be back shortly. So stay tuned.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Imagine being a chocolate lover. Now imagine a healthy chocolate. Shisai is healthy. Melt in your mouth dark Belgium chocolate that is the first of its kind with a patented cold press technology. Raw, never been cooked chocolate. It's high in antioxidants, gluten-free, lactose-free, caffeine-free, diabetic-friendly, and heart-healthy. There are no waxes and no fillers added, and is kosher and vegetarian. Are you ready to eat chocolate 3 times per day, guilt-free? For a short time only, you can buy 2 boxes and get 1 free this week. For more information, dial 877-66-SHASAI. Again, it's 877-669-6224. Check out for full product listings at mxicorp.com or lifewithchocolate.net. Don't miss this incredible offer. Good through May 15th.
Hi, I'm Chuck Norris. And no, not that Chuck Norris. About a year ago, I got on the Take Shape for Life program, and I've lost 170 pounds. When I got on the Take Shape for Life program, I just set myself a goal. I decided I was going to go skydiving, but weighing 355 pounds, it was never an option. I hit 185 pounds and decided to take the leap.
Lose the weight and live life on your terms. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
This is Stereo 1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back to Reclaiming Your Fearless Nature with Annette Bingham, and I have Matt Kramer here talking about voice mapping and how it works, where it came from, and we were talking about something really interesting on the last segment. We were talking about a lady who had perfect pitch, who could, without the machinery that you use, was able to hear the differences in the voice. So with the voice mapping equipment, you're able to actually hear those missing parts of the voice, and then what happens next when you hear that missing part? And I know it's all computerized.
Right. Well, I don't actually do any hearing in that regard, but I get the visual image. In other words, if the listeners can go to mkvoicemap.com, they will see a sample of a voice map. And you might think it looks like an eye. It's actually a 12-section pie chart. And so the software shows the present frequencies, and it also shows the missing frequencies. And it also shows the emotions connected to what the client was talking about. Now, I mentioned earlier that Vaughn Cook invented a hand cradle that you put your hand on, and using the same kind of electromagnetic energy that actually runs through our nervous system, so you actually don't feel anything, but that's able to then transmit those frequencies back to you, and that's the biofeedback part. And I'm not sure how that works, actually. I don't even know if Calvin knows how it works. Those missing frequencies, when they come back into your body, they do an unlocking of places that are stuck as a consequence of stress or trauma you experienced in your life. And I think two things actually happen. One is the actual unlocking. The other is during that stimulation of those places of stuck memory, you may get recall, or you may actually get insight as to the nature of what happened to you, and that insight for people is often quite helpful.
So you're talking about that chart. Does it have all the emotions? I mean, there are a multitude of emotions, and how do you get that information? I know you talk into a microphone, is that correct?
Yes, you talk into a microphone that's connected to the computer. And the voice mapping software does not record any words. It is scanning frequencies that are in your voice. So if you're talking about, let's say, a favorite dog, you will get a certain number of memories that will be activated. Now, if there's a memory of that dog's dying, that huge loss that you have, that may be what becomes more prevalent. Maybe that was significantly impactful for you.
So what happens next? After you have your chart on the computer, you can see, how do you give that information to the client? You sit with them and chat with them about what you found?
No. It's when you're, and if you go to the mkvoicemap.com, at some point there's two videos there. You'll see people having sessions. The primary thing is their hand is on the hand cradle, that you're getting the biofeedback. And for a number of minutes, and it's different for each person, I work with the person to find out how many minutes. Some as few as 3 minutes, some as long as 8 minutes. They'll get this biofeedback. They'll be wearing headphones with soft music to kind of isolate them from the environment. And most folks will be wearing goggles that have flashing lights. And the lights have a alternating rhythmic style to them that's something like EMDR, which is where they're getting a stimulation that helps open up their connection to their subconscious. So they're doing the thinking and the processing during those few minutes of getting the actual feedback. Now, Calvin brought in a psychologist when he was ready to release the process, and he trained the psychologist to do what I do. The psychologist was so fascinated with what was happening with the client that he would do what you suggested, in that he would debrief and talk to them about what they experienced. And the result was, he actually pulled them out of the connection to their subconscious. They went back into their head, and they did not get any releases. So I may talk a little bit, but my work is to keep them focused on what they're working on. Keep them in a, maybe if it's a heart space, where they're really being in touch with what they felt, what they experienced, and the process that they're going through. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. And so it's really not important for the person to know the details about what's going on with them. What's important is they know that this is an area that needs to be unblocked. Is that correct?
Well, what happens is they bring up their own insights. You know, something that happens every so often, it's like Psychology 101, which says, you know, if you're a young woman and your father's emotionally unavailable, you may seek to fill that void by always getting in a relationship with men who are emotionally unavailable. And I've had women come out around about feedback and say, no wonder my relationship don't work out. Everybody I'm dating is my father. So you are getting in touch with your own truth through this process.
So they will have that insight. And then from that insight, they will go into the biofeedback portion of it.
And that then will happen during the biofeedback.
Oh, okay. That will happen during the biofeedback portion of it. Okay.
Correct.
Cool. Okay. So when you're working with with people, are there any contraindications or side effects to voice mapping?
Well, because of the flashing lights with the goggles, I always ask each client before we start a session if they have any history of seizures or epilepsy. If they have, we don't use the goggles.
Okay.
They're helpful, but we don't have to use them. Some people really love them, and other people say, I don't really like them. If they don't like them, we don't have to use them.
All right.
Other than sometimes, everybody has their own way of responding. Sometimes somebody comes out of a session, and there was such an emotional shift that they need time to reintegrate. They need time for things to settle. After something that's been a part of their subconscious for so long is no longer part of that chatter.
Okay. Okay. Well, it looks like we have a caller online. Caller, are you there?
Hey, yeah, thank you. Oh, what a great show. I am so thrilled to be hearing your first show, Annette, and I love the topic. I have a question for both of you.
Sure.
Is it okay if I ask a question?
Absolutely.
I want to thank you for doing the show, and I want to thank you for introducing us to, something I've never heard, voice mapping. I had a question about fear and how voice mapping helps people move beyond fear and grief.
Okay. And your name is?
My name is Pat.
Okay, Pat. And do you have any history yourself as a healer?
Being a healer? No, I don't.
Okay, I just wanted to see if you had a frame of reference I could work with there.
Mm-hmm. I'm very familiar with healing and healing modalities. So I don't consider myself a healer myself, but I am very familiar with healing modalities, alternative and holistic approaches.
Okay. Fear can be immobilizing. And fear can impact us in ways that we don't really know that it's happening. It's just, it's like fish don't know they're wet. It's just the way that we are. I had a client, and we went through the initial sessions, and your first two sessions are working on your parents, your initial connection to life. And after that, I will use kinesiology, sort of a muscle testing, to determine what is the best subject for you to work on. And the first session I do with somebody, I'll have them do a single voice map on each person that's impacted their life, on things that have happened to them, challenges they face. We'll have a lot of voice maps on the screen and see what's having more impact. And so health issues, were her challenges, and one of them was osteoporosis. And I was very surprised that over all the other things that happened in her life, that what came up as the thing most important to work on was the osteoporosis. And we kind of said, well, okay, let's see what happens. And I did that first round with her, and I said, think about osteoporosis and see what comes up. And I give them privacy, and usually it's a 6-minute round of biofeedback. When I came back, she was crying. She was not aware how vulnerable she had felt, the degree of betrayal that she felt her body had done to her by having this osteoporosis. And she saw how it stopped her from actually living her life in many ways, that she had pulled back from being too much exposed and out there in the world. And fear definitely was a major factor in that.
Hmm.
Does it help explain that for you?
Yeah, it did. And so it seems like voice mapping is really, the possibilities are really unlimited.
I very much believe so.
Hmm. Wow. Well, thank you both. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you for
thank
a great
you,
show.
Pat.
And keep doing the great work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I'll be listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Matt, before we go on, I really want to make sure we get in all your information again and how people can receive your service, because I know you have voice map equipment and will travel. I know you travel all over the place. So you're in California right now. in Texas. You're going to Alaska, I hear. I would like to be hiding away in your suitcase when you go. But how can people receive a session with you if they don't live in this area close to you?
Well, my understanding is there's about between 200 and 300 voice mapping practitioners at this time around the country. And they are starting to show up in other parts of the world as well. Zyto.com, Z-Y-T-O.com. You did mention my three primary areas. I live near Dallas, a little place called Wizard Wells. I do go to Austin occasionally. I used to live in Marin County, Northern California, and Sonoma County, so I'm seeing clients here as we speak. And some folks recently brought me up to Alaska. And the folks in Alaska lined up about 20 clients for me and said, we got people who want sessions.
So if people want a session with you, all they have to do is contact you and maybe set up a lot of sessions, and you can go spend some time with them.
That's correct. That being said, the engineers who made this equipment are working on the ability to be able to do it by remote.
Awesome.
And I can't say when that's going to be released because, you know, those software releases are always being delayed. But I think sometime this year, or at least early next year, that possibility will be available, that they can simply, through the Internet, we can connect online and have a session.
That's fantastic. Well, let me give you Matt's information again. His website is mkvoicemap.com. His email is mkramer, K-R-A-M-E-R, at mattkramer.com. And you can also call him at 415-760-6068. And Matt is going to, if you mention Transformation Talk Radio or Reclaiming Your Fearless Nature, Matt is going to be giving you $25 off your first voice map session. So get on the phone to him, call him if you're in the California, Texas area, or if you live elsewhere. Set up some sessions. And Matt, I really want to thank you for being a guest on the show today.
Lots of fun.
You had lots of great information for us, and I really encourage people to call Matt. When we come back, what I'm going to be doing is talking about my voice mapping session that I had with Matt, and how I had a breakthrough that with my relationship with my father that really was able to release some blocks, things that were keeping me from actually moving into my fearless nature. So I would like to thank Matt one more time. Visit his website and email him. And we will be back shortly, so stay tuned.
Of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Imagine being a chocolate lover. Now imagine a healthy chocolate. Shasai is healthy. Melt in your mouth dark Belgium chocolate that is the first of its kind with a patented cold press technology. Raw, never been cooked chocolate. It's high in antioxidants, gluten-free, lactose-free, caffeine-free, diabetic-friendly, and heart-healthy. There are no waxes and no fillers added and is kosher and vegetarian. Are you ready to eat chocolate three times per day, guilt-free?
for a short time only, you can buy two boxes and get one free this week. For more information, dial 877-66-SHASAI. Again, it's 877-669-6224. Check out for full product listings at mxicorp.com or lifewithchocolate.net. Don't miss this incredible offer. Good through May 15th.
Hi, I'm Chuck Norris. And no, not that Chuck Norris. About a year ago, I got on the Take Shape for Life program, and I've lost 170 pounds. When I got on the Take Shape for Life program, I just set myself a goal. I decided I was going to go skydiving, but weighing 355 pounds, it was never an option. I hit 185 pounds and decided to take the leap.
Lose the weight and live life on your terms. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
You're listening to Stereo 1230 WBLQ.
Thanks for being back on Claiming Fearless Nature with Annette Bingham. Now, I promised you that I would share some information with you about my experience with my voice mapping session with Matt Kramer. It was really an interesting thing. I'd had a lot of people tell me about breakthroughs that they had had with voice mapping. And I went to see Matt when we started talking. He was telling me a little bit about it, but I was just more curious than anything else. Didn't know if it would work for me. I really didn't know if I had any issues that I really wanted to work on, but I sat down with him and started the voice mapping session. And during that session, there were a few things that came up that was quickly cleared, just some minor things that needed some attention. But it was during that very last session that I had a real breakthrough. I'd never really had a good relationship with my father. And what came up to me was an issue with him. We had struggles throughout my life being accepted, and he was a distant dad. I mean, he wasn't part of the, not real social with his kids. So during the meditative part of the session, when I had the goggles on and the music and the biofeedback was going, I visually saw my dad as a little boy. Now, I knew what he looked like as a little boy. I saw the struggles and the insecurities that he had. It was almost like a movie. But because I had seen pictures of him as a little boy, I could see that little boy going through all these things. And these were things that I saw him carry through into adulthood. So when I started seeing him as that little child, it was much easier for me to empathize with that. I couldn't empathize with him as an adult, but seeing him as a little child, I had a lot of empathy for him as that little child. So after the voice mapping session, I continued to do some releasing and continued to do some inner child work for my dad with my adult self and my dad's inner child. And what I was able to do during that time was clear out a lot of stuck energy from myself in regard to that relationship. And I was able to do a lot of nurturing of myself during that time. And I do the same thing for myself that I did for my clients. I'd clear the energy, did the inner child work, nurtured myself with Reiki. I took flower essences. And then something happened shortly after all of that I found out my dad was dying of cancer. And because of our relationship, there were still times that I would become very agitated at some of the things that he would do, and even angry sometimes at the things that he would do. But when I stopped and would look at him as that little boy, then the intensity of that agitation and that anger, all those emotions, became much more bearable. And it's obvious that with any strained relationship, there's lots of layers that have to be peeled away. We may not become totally free for a very long time because of that peeling away process. But it's a process that I do continue to work with even after my dad's been gone for several years. And I do encourage my clients to continue to uncover those layers and peel them away so that they can journey towards a more fearless nature, a nature where they can step beyond their limits and become who they truly see themselves as being. And it's a wonderful feeling as each of those layers are peeled away. Sometimes, though, when those layers are peeled away, you find yourself being very sensitive because it's almost like a layer of skin's been taken away, and you're very sensitive only because you're very open and very vulnerable during that period of time. So it's during that period of time of peeling away that I really encourage you to nurture yourself. Take care of yourself physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So try that for yourself. Love yourself. Give yourself some time when you begin peeling away those layers. Now, each week I would like to give a Reclaiming Your Fearless Nature tip of the week. So let me ask you a question before we get into it. Do you ever run into people who irritate you? Maybe even anger you? If you do, and I'm sure you do, I think everybody does. I don't think anybody is so perfect that they don't get irritated or angry at some point in time. What I'd like for you to do is take a moment and be with that emotion. Feel that emotion. What does it feel like to you? Is it anger? Is it fear? Is it irritation? And then in your mind's eye, just visualize that person as a little child. Now, you probably don't know what that person looked like as a little child, but that's where your imagination comes into play. And have fun with this. Use your imagination to see that child. Maybe it's a little girl with pigtails, with freckles. And imagine that person as that little child. Then once you've clearly visualized that child, then to begin to imagine what their lives may have been like as a child. So, what we can do then is imagine, visualize that child, and then what their life was like. Perhaps it was a person who wants to be the center of attention at all costs. Then you might visualize that child as being ignored by the people in their lives and not receiving the love that they needed. Maybe the mom and dad didn't have time for that child. Maybe the mom and dad didn't even want that child. So that child then, as an adult, will do everything in their power to be the center of attention, and it can be very annoying sometimes. So I want you to imagine the person as a child, imagine what their life might have been like, and then begin to feel those emotions. Each time you're around that person, feel those emotions. And when you come in contact with that child again as an adult, you can do that all over again. Imagine that child, what it was like, and you'll be able to empathize much easier and just see how it feels. Now, if you would like to contact me, you can go to my website at AnnetteBingham.com. All my info is on there. Sign up for my Fearless Living newsletter also. And I want to thank Matt Kramer for being my guest. Please remember that Matt is giving away anyone who mentions Transformation Talk Radio or Reclaiming Your Fearless Nature radio program, $25 off your first voice mapping session. Next week, on August the 17th, I'm going to have the renowned animal communicator and soul coach, Sandra Larson. You can get more information about the radio show and my services at AnnetteBingham.com, or you can call me at 432-770-4062. And I'd like for you all to have a great week, and I'll see you back here next week on Reclaiming Your Fearless Nature on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you, everyone.
You've been listening to Reclaiming Your Fearless Nature with Annette Bingham. For more information about Annette, visit her website, AnnetteBingham.com. That's AnnetteBingham.com. And remember, give Annette a call, 432-770-4062. That's 432-770-4062. We'll see you next time on Reclaiming Your Fearless Nature with Annette Bingham.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.